Well, folks, as we finish out the show, we are opening up our inbox, and I'm going to answer today's question. And our listener is asking, I have been sad today. I just brought up a friend relationship discussion, and he said he's not ready to date right now. Really was hopeful for a different, more immediate outcome, like us to start officially dating, as basically everyone already thinks we are. Well, now I feel stuck. I'd gone back and forth for quite some time on if I like him and want to date. Currently on yes, I'd like to date. I know I did the right thing in asking, but now I don't know what to do. Do I just keep praying and waiting? Do I move on? And how? Am I settling? Would I be missing a perfectly great opportunity? Am I just nervous because I've never been on more than a first date? I don't know. Maybe I'm just being hormonal and overthinking all this. Any kind advice would be welcomed. All right. Well, I definitely hear where you're coming from. And it's super frustrating when you are hopeful for an answer or hopeful for a direction and you're not getting it. I have definitely been there, and it's just a major bummer because you kind of want to be like, hey, how come you don't see what I see? Okay. But let's talk about the reality of this situation and the facts as they're presenting themselves. Because basically, in the summary of what you've said, you've got a guy who kind of wants to hang out with you, but he doesn't want a date. And so you're like, yeah, what do I do with that? So, for example, you asked the question, do I move on and how? And I'm just going to straight up tell you, yeah, you move on. It doesn't mean you cut off contact with this guy or be weird about it, but in your head and your heart, you have got to be moving on from this because currently, this guy is not an option for you. He is not even in the picture as far as a dating potential. He's just not there. And so what does moving on look like? What does this look like practically? It means that for the time being, you kind of back off from this relationship. I think it's going to help both you and it's going to help him. Because for you, it's going to give you some healing, some space, and just the ability to be proactively like looking forward and being about something else. For him, it's also going to give him space, and it will allow him to realize that you have set some boundaries about what you're okay with and what you're not okay with. And I would assume that what you're not okay with is just randomly spending time with him with no purpose, no intention, no direction, because that is just, as we've talked about on Boundless before, a big, colossal waste of time. So he knows where you are if he changes his mind, and so that's a good thing, which is why I think in summary, I would say, again, this comes down to trust. Remember, you are not cutting out all your options. You're not limiting your future just by saying, you know what, this isn't working out right now. You don't need to hold on the hope of something because if God wants it to be, he can make it be. But in the meantime, you need to be able to get some space, move forward, be about your everyday life and things that really excite you and not be dragged down and bogged down by this relationship that really isn't one. So sounds a little bit harsh, but I'm saying it because I've been there and I kind of wasted some time and some energy and some emotional capital on this in the past. So I don't want that to happen to you. So hopefully you can get the strength and support from some good friends to move in that direction. Well, folks, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. You can write to us at editor@boundless.org. And hopefully we will hear from you, that you write to us and just let us know how things are going in your life and reach out because we consider you part of our family. Well, that is it for this week's show. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.